Thanks for spending some of your holiday with us. Americans have been celebrating Independence Day since July 4th, 1776. It's the 242nd anniversary, by the way. And there's another anniversary worth noting. This one has to do with the holiday's unofficial anthem, which turned 100 this year. God Bless America is the work of Irving Berlin, a Russian-Jewish immigrant. He wrote the song in 1918, the same year he became an American citizen. Here he is singing the song 50 years later on The Ed Sullivan Show.
God bless America, land that I love.
The song has a history of meaning different things to different people. We'll hear more about that in a few minutes. But first, we wanted to know what this holiday means for more recent immigrants and their families. So we reached out through our Global Nation Exchange on Facebook. Here's just one of the responses we got.
My name is Sashir Chang. I live in Minneapolis, Minnesota. My immigration story is my father grew up poor in Hong Kong, but he was a very hardworking student. And through that, he earned a scholarship to come to the U.S. to Rice University in Houston, Texas. My mother followed him. They were married at Rice Chapel in Houston. I was born a few years later, also in Houston, and I often kind of think about, especially here on the 4th of July, kind of the struggles that my dad went through to try to find his place in America. He did have a very hard time, and to be truthful, I don't think he ever really felt like he was an American just because of the kind of difficulties of adapting. Whereas for me, you know, being born in this country, it's definitely something that I identify with, right, in my heart, is that I am an American. Very much. And I'm incredibly thankful, and especially on the 4th of July, to really think about that. But also, just because of the political situation that we kind of face now, yeah, there is a demonization of immigrants. This is one of those frequent periods in U.S. history where we really see a rise of nativism. And I think it's important, especially for me, to kind of speak out and say that, you know, this is my country as much as it is anybody else whose family came here on the Mayflower.
Sashir Chang calling in from Minneapolis. You can contribute to the conversation, too. Just head over to Facebook and search for the Global Nation Exchange.